For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. Mention chamber music, and images of piano trios and string quartets may most quickly come to mind. Brass instruments occasionally make an entrance with the use of a French horn and a wind quintet, or through an all-brass ensemble. But it's not as common to see representation from the brass left entirely to the trombone. But it's happening at this year's Spoleto Festival USA Chamber Music Series, with UK trombonist Peter Moore joining the roster of performers. Still in his early 20s, Peter has attained distinction not only as the youngest winner of the BBC Young Musician Award, an honor he received at age 12 in 2008, but also as the youngest member ever appointed to the London Symphony Orchestra. He was only 18 when he became co-principal trombone of that ensemble in 2014, and is now part of the BBC Radio 3 New Generation Artist Scheme. His playing has taken him to noted concert venues across the world, from his native United Kingdom to South Korea, and now it's brought him to South Carolina, where he joins the other musicians of the Spoleto Festival's Chamber Music Series for a range of performances running through June 10th at Charleston's Dock Street Theater. He's joining me here at the College of Charleston. Peter, it's great to have you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You've already gone quite a few places, literally and figuratively, with your trombone playing, especially for someone your age. How young were you when you got into music?
Very young, actually. I think my whole family were musicians, and still are, some of them. And I grew up with brass playing, especially being a big part of the family. And my parents, they didn't really want me to do it. They weren't pushy at all. They did their best to sort of point me in any other direction. But for some reason, I wanted to do it, probably just because everyone else was doing it. And I think probably earliest memories going watching the brass bands in the park very early on in Northern Ireland, where I was born. So you're talking probably 5 or 6, and then I took up the trombone age 6. So yeah, it's been a big part of my life for quite a while now, yeah.
Those brass bands are a pretty strong tradition over there.
Huge tradition, yeah. I know you guys have you have wind bands and concert bands, but the brass bands certainly back home are huge, yeah.
Were you able to enjoy hobbies as a child outside of music, or did this consume all your time?
No, it didn't consume all my time at all, no, and I think we were all very careful for that not to happen. I did go to a music school in Manchester when I was 10 or 11, 10 I think, but aside from that I've stayed really into my sports. I'm a keen footballer and golf and all those sort of things, and the hobbies are a huge thing for me, and I couldn't ever just focus on music, because I think actually the sport enhances my music, you know, and vice versa. So I was never one of those people that had the patience to actually lock myself away in a room for 4 or 5 hours to practice. You know, I could never do that. I found sort of one or two would be optimal for me to retain the focus and also the appetite to want to continue doing it, you know.
Yeah, and I think with pianists, maybe, you know, you can get away with practicing for 8 hours a day, whether you should or not. But maybe with a trombone, there's going to be some injury there if you try to
there's
do that.
There's going to be some injury there, absolutely, yeah. First of all, your lips can't take it. And, you've got to be very careful with the arms as well and your posture. So, I think what a lot of people say is you maybe shouldn't look at doing any more than 3 or 4. Even that is a huge amount, really. But of course, it's a very different craft to a pianist, where they have to spend, they don't have to, but many of them spend 6-7 hours a day, you know, learning all their notes. And we approach things slightly differently, because first of all, we don't have as many notes to learn. But it's more sort of knowing your muscles and knowing how much you can do and honing them, rather than just all out playing all the time, you know.
At age 12, you became the youngest person to ever receive the BBC Young Musician Award. What was that like, getting that distinction?
It was a fantastic experience. It seems a very long time ago now, so the memories aren't actually all that clear, but I just remember just an all-round fabulous experience, and then, you know, 2 or 3 years going on from that, the opportunities that the competition led to. It all happened very quickly for me. I think looking back on it, I was very young, and I would have liked to have maybe been slightly more appreciative of the opportunity I was given. But of course, when you're age 12, you don't really think too much about things. You just do things and take it in your stride. And that's sort of what I did. And the competition was, you know, enabled me to take my trombone to all these places around the world. And I maintain it's the best way to see the world. You know, doing your hobby for a living is the best way to see the world. And I've met some amazing people along the way, and hopefully we'll meet many more in the coming years.
And now you're definitely among the younger end of musicians in the London Symphony Orchestra. Do you find it easy to fit in with that ensemble?
Yeah, totally. I find it completely easy. It's I've never even thought about my age there, to be honest, even from the word go. The rest of my section, you know, being two of them sort of in the middle age and one quite senior, it's never been an issue at all. You're there because you've worked at your craft, and that's what you do. You're there on merit and nothing else, and age has never been an issue for me. I've never found it a problem socially either, possibly because growing up I was kind of always around older people anyway, so that's never really bothered me. But in an orchestra like that, you're just there, everyone's there, and they all have this common thing that they do, and it's never been a problem, the age thing, no.
What has you most excited about this year's Spoleto Festival?
Well, first of all, it's an absolute joy to come to Charleston, South Carolina, a place that actually I've always been fascinated in, but I've never had the chance to come, so it's fantastic to be here, and the weather's certainly looking amazing at the moment as well. Just actually, it's an honour, as you touched on earlier on, it's an honour to actually be representing brass instruments at this festival, you know, because I've been told that, I think you've had maybe a couple of horn players here before, but the first trombone player here, and that's a great honour for me. So hopefully I can do the instrument proud, and I'm looking forward to being around many other brilliant musicians from all over America and beyond. And yeah, just playing some chamber music, that's what it's all about, you know?
In addition to your playing of your instrument, what do you hope to do or to say to help maybe change perceptions about the trombone or to help educate people about what it is?
It's very difficult because there aren't that many people willing to change the perception of it. So, you know, if you were to just mention the word trombone to your average sort of music fan back home, they may just think, oh, okay, sits at the back of the orchestra, plays very loudly, first person in the pub, last person out of the pub, you know, sort of thing. But actually, there's so much more to the instrument. It's an incredibly versatile instrument. You know, you've got the jazz side of things that can do it. It can play a melody so beautifully, and it's often said to be the closest instrument to the human voice as well. So it's got that going for it as well. So my aim is just to sort of bring as many of these different things that the instrument can do to as many different people as possible. And hopefully, it's my absolute ideal that people walk out of the hall and think, oh, I didn't know that the trombone could do that. I didn't know it could sound like that. That means the world to me. Whether they enjoyed the whole recital or whether there were a few things that weren't for them, or that's fine. But as long as it makes people think and exposes people to something that maybe they haven't heard before, that's all I'm after, really, you know.
You're comfortable then with a wide range of music styles?
Yeah, I try to be. I think you have to be nowadays. You know, you have to sort of be able to dabble in different styles. And working in London as well, quite often I'll be in the orchestra one day, and then a week later I'll have a solo recital full of all maybe new compositions, and then the next day I'll be in the studio recording for a film session. Or, you know, there's all these sort of things that you have to do now in the modern world of music to earn your living and make your way, to be honest. And it's a pleasure to me be involved with all different styles, and I see it as something to embrace, not something to shy away from, you know.
Now that it's been 10 years since you received the Young Musician Award from the BBC, what is your plan for the next 10 years, looking ahead in the future? Do you have anything in place for your development as a musician, or more generally, for the next decade?
The next decade may be a little bit ambitious. I'm not a huge person for making plans too far ahead, but I do obviously still intend to be playing very much so in 10 years' time, and hope to keep developing my solo work and bringing the instrument to as many different people, many different audiences as possible. In the next year or so, I have a European tour all around, sort of. It's part of the European Concert Hall organisation, so there's 19 or 20 concerts over the course of next season where I'll be giving recitals, so that's a fantastic opportunity for me. I've got a CD coming out this summer as well. It's called Life Force, and it's basically full of pieces that have inspired me and made me into the sort of artist I am at present. So that's all very exciting. And then just keep enjoying it and keep bringing the music to as many different people as possible, and keep developing my repertoire, and hopefully get to visit some new places along the way as well.
Well, Peter, thanks so much for sharing a little bit today, and all the best for the rest of Spoleto and for the rest of your music career.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
That was Peter Moore, co-principal trombone of the London Symphony Orchestra. Recordings of his playing are featured regularly as part of the classical-focused broadcasts of BBC Radio 3. His touring now brings him to Spoleto Festival USA, where he's performing as part of the chamber music series through June 10th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.